Now, in appreciation of a man who's left us with a soulful legacy, rhythm and blues artist Luther Ingram passed away this week. He was best known for a siren song about forbidden love that topped the charts in the summer of 72, a song called If Loving You Is Wrong, I Don't Want to Be Right.
If loving you is wrong, I don't want to be right. If being right means being without you, I'd rather live a wrongdoing life. Your mom and daddy say it's a shame, it's a downright disgrace. As long as I got you by my side, I don't care what your people say.
Luther Ingram was writing and performing when soul music was at its peak, and he was associated with one of the premier soul labels, Stax Records, in Memphis, Tennessee. Stax turned out a stack of hits from Booker T and the MGs, the Staple Singers, and Isaac Hayes. Joining me from Memphis is Deanie Parker. She worked for Stax in the 1960s and 70s, and she's led efforts to preserve its legacy as president and CEO of a nonprofit group called Soulsville. Deanie, good to talk to you again.
Thank you, Michelle. Likewise.
Now, let's go back in time. Do you remember when you first met Luther Ingram?
Yes, I do remember Luther Ingram and having met him for the first time, although Luther just sort of eased into your space. He didn't make a lot of noise. He was a very, very quiet person, a gentle spirit, you might say, Michelle.
Deanie, I want to talk to you about this hit, If Loving You Is Wrong, I Don't Want to Be Right. You can almost tell as we listen how theatrical a performer he was. How did he not just perform these songs in the studio, but when he was on stage?
That song, written by Homer Banks and company, was recorded by a couple of other artists, including the Emotions, who are also former Stax artists, before they found the right artist and the right person to deliver it. With passion was certainly Luther Ingram, and I can just picture him now standing there with this boyish look on his face and his eyes closed, and he's in a very pensive mood, and he's singing this song with his fist clenched, with all of the feeling that you can just imagine.
And you get the sense that, yes, he was actually engaged in something that was very wrong.
Infidelity.
Yeah.
Those always make the best messages in a song, don't they? Certainly Luther had the capacity to make you believe that even though the relationship was not proper, you might say, it was so good. He was willing to stay in it. And he just didn't want to do right if doing wrong made you feel that wonderful.
Yeah, I think it was a staple of slow dance.
Under the black light. Is that what they called
yeah,
it?
Yeah, under the black light, right.
In
right.
The basement.
Deanie, it was good to talk to you. Thank you so much for sharing memories of your friend.
Thank you, Michelle.
That's Deanie Parker, president of the Soulsville Foundation in Memphis, Tennessee. She was talking to us about Luther Ingram, who died Monday. He was 69 years old. This coming Sunday, friends and family will remember him with a jam session at a church in East St. Louis. And we're going to leave you with another Stax hit, this one written by Luther Ingram and performed by the Staple Singers, Respect Yourself.